This is Ed Serwin from Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending January 31st. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 242.44, which was $11.30 lower. There were 876 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, and it was roughly about 10.5% of the total volume. The comprehensive, or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all the different types of sales, that was at 250.47, which was $6.63 lower. There was 8,245 total loads sold, which was 1,807 loads higher than the previous week, and the biggest numbers that we've seen in an awful long time. The formula sales were at 3,496 loads, and that was 143 loads lower than last week and about 42% of the total loads sold. Exports, as reported on the weekly box beef report, are predominantly muscle cuts, and there were 903 loads, which was 295 loads higher than the previous week. 176 loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 727 loads were shipped overseas. The most recent outfront sales were at 2,407 loads, which was 1,647 loads higher than last week, and the biggest numbers that we've seen in an awful long time. The biggest component of those outfront sales this week were 1,440 loads of long-term forward contracts, which is much bigger than normal. Taking a look at the primal cuts, the chalk, round, and loin primal cut prices were $7 to $10 lower, and the rib primal was $3 higher. Last year at this time, we saw a dramatic increase in the chuck and round primals because part of them were being ground and used for ground beef. However, this year we have seen an enormous increase in imports of fresh beef, which is predominantly trimmings and goes into the ground beef trade. The latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for January 24th showed that week we imported 22,786 metric tons of fresh beef, which equates to over 15 million pounds for that 1 week. Year-to-date for the first 4 weeks of this year, we are running 56% higher fresh beef imports than last year, and Australia is up 99%, providing the biggest individual chunk of imports. And New Zealand is up 50%, and they finally passed Canada in total tonnage year-to-date. Our high beef prices and higher value of the dollar are definitely attracting imports. The big item to watch in recent weeks has been those 50% trimmings, which skyrocketed for a while after the first of the year, but dropped almost $40 during last week alone. They helped push the cutout higher for a while because they are the single largest cut in the cutout, but then they plummeted. They reached 145 mid-January and then 101 last Friday. The cow cutout was $1.60 lower, and the 90% trimmings were $1.12 higher than last Friday. The cow cutout was at 236.99, and the select cutout was at 235.74 on Friday, which inverted the spread, making the cow cutout higher than the select, which had not been unusual during the last several months. Now, taking a look at the finished cattle trade, it was steady to $1 lower on a live basis, and the dress prices were mostly $2 lower. The 5-area weighted average price for steers was $159.36, with 13,235 head volume, and that compares to $159.44 last week. The average live weight for the Texas Panhandle was 14 pounds lower at 1,281 pounds as we continue the normal seasonal decline, and that compared to 1,272 last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending January 17th was 7 pounds lower at 882 pounds, which also is following its normal seasonal downtrend. However, this is still above the previous year, which was 870 pounds last year, and the 5-year average was 857 pounds. The choice select spread ended the week at $6.70, which would be just about steady compared to the previous week. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.